Read in 24 Loneliness and Online Communication. There's a correlation between loneliness and A, that what social scientists call a preference for online social interaction. The cause-effect relationship isn't always clear, but research shows that lonely people prefer to interact with others online, which can lead to increased internet use, creating a greater sense of loneliness. To begin with, people who typically have difficulty in communicating successfully in person, B, because of nervousness or anxiety can communicate online without facing many problems. They can organize thoughts and transmit them when and how they want, and they can even construct identities that are more attractive than their in-person presence. When these people, C, receiving positive feedback from others online, it improves their self-efficacy. The result, they begin to feel respected and important online but the other way offline. This leads to an increasing dependence on self-efficacy. Unfortunately, the benefits of relying on online channels for self-efficacy can also come with costs. Research suggests that those who spend excessive time on the internet may begin to experience problems at school or work and withdraw further from their offline relationships. This may increase the already low social skills people had offline to begin with. Although the relationship between excessive internet use and its negative outcomes, mainly a preference for online social interaction, is well documented, the cause-effect relationship is still difficult to determine. Are people socially awkward because they play interactive online games all day, or do people play interactive online games all day because they are socially awkward and can escape a not-so-kind reality?